Hi everyone, Dan Cassidy here. Welcome back to Top of the Morning on the UBS Market Moves podcast channel. For today, we will continue with our series of year ahead conversations as we will focus in specifically on the U.S. healthcare sector. Joining me here for the conversation today, glad to welcome back from the UBS Chief Investment Office, healthcare analyst Eric Pottecker. With that, Eric, thank you for dropping by Top of the Morning today, spending some time with our listeners, our clients. Nice to have you back and looking forward to our conversation.
All right, great. Thanks, Dan.
So, Eric, before we get into expectations for the year ahead, at this point, as we are recording in early December, year-end quickly approaching, how would you characterize performance of the U.S. healthcare sector in 2024 relative to your expectations at the beginning of the year?
Yeah, it's been a pretty rough year for healthcare performance, certainly relative to the market, and worse than I would have expected, especially in the last month. So, you know, just as a recap, you know, for the year, healthcare has underperformed the broader market, i.e. the S&P 500 by about 20% year to date. And healthcare performance within the sector has been rather narrow as well. The recent underperformance that I alluded to post-election has been driven mainly by uncertainty around the policy direction of the incoming Trump administration, particularly as a result of President-elect Trump's selection of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as his nominated Secretary of Health and Human Services. That basically has unleashed a bunch of fears about disruptive healthcare policy changes. So overall, expectations now are really quite low going into the end of the year, given that uncertainty.
So, Eric, if we now turn to the year ahead, can you outline for us your performance expectations for the group? And further, what are some risks and or headwinds that investors should be mindful of as it pertains to the U.S. healthcare sector?
Yeah, so near term, I think that uncertainty that I just mentioned around policy potential policy disruption is likely to linger over the next few months as the RFK Jr. confirmation process nears, and headlines about his various views and potential changes that he would seek to enact just continue to ripple through media coverage and impact, I think, investor sentiment. Again, I think that's over the near term, right? Over the next 2 to 3 months. You know, it's certainly quite possible that RFK Jr. and other nominees are not confirmed by the Senate. But I expect investors to remain cautious going into that confirmation process, just because of the uncertainty and because of the potential for headlines. Now, so longer term, as the year plays out, I expect the sector to recover as investors begin to process what I think is a low likelihood of significant change to the healthcare sector, regardless of who's sitting as Secretary of HHS or in the other key positions. As we've discussed in other forums recently, changing the U.S. healthcare bureaucracy and industry economics has proven very difficult in the past, with multiple prior efforts that really resulted in a lot of fear and sell-off up front in the sector, but then opportunity as the fears turned out to be largely unfounded, and those declines in the sector turned out to be really attractive buying opportunities. You know, the main reason we don't think anything will change this time either is doubt President Trump, or President-elect Trump, will invest considerable political capital that's required to drive substantive change in the healthcare sector. And that's really based on, you know, lack of focus on healthcare during his first term, the lack of any great policy initiatives or healthcare-related issues that he was campaigning on during the recent election. So, you know, our expectation is this becomes an opportunity and that the sector performance should improve as sentiment improves as we go through the year and as it becomes, you know, more clearer to investors that the feared change is unlikely to happen in any material way. And so we think there's an attractive opportunity for investors who have the ability to look out beyond, let's say, beyond 6 months and, you know, towards the second half of this year for performance. You know, in terms of what we're looking for near term, obviously the confirmation hearings, as I mentioned, are going to be important in terms of sentiment. We are also watching for the first tangible signs of healthcare policy proposals from the incoming Trump administration. And those could come as soon as February when we'll see initial regulatory proposals and potentially a proposed budget, which typically will signal the priorities for an incoming administration. Much of that there will be implications for the healthcare sector in an initial budget proposal. As I said, near term, confirmation hearing headlines will probably be the first thing that investors are going to see, and that's likely to drive some volatility, as we discussed.
Now, before we get into some specific positioning thoughts, if we look thematically speaking, Eric, what are some focuses tied to the group that you'll be monitoring in the year ahead?
Yeah, I think obesity, which really has been the largest theme in healthcare over the last 2 years, I think it'll continue to be the main theme that investors are looking at as we go into 2025. There are a number of competitive obesity data readouts coming over the next few months and even the next few weeks that will inform investors on the future structure of this drug class, which is going to, in all likelihood, be the largest drug class that the industry has seen overall. We remain somewhat cautious about some of the market cap that's already been built into a few of these stocks and some of the crowding within certain obesity names. But we also think the broader obesity and related diabetes theme remain strong over the next few years, and that investors should look broadly into that, into those themes for investment opportunities. Beyond obesity, I'd say we will continue to see consolidation within healthcare as we've seen for the past decades, but with a potential increase in the pace of M&A, given what's expected to be a more benign antitrust regulatory environment with the incoming Trump administration compared to what was a rather aggressive antitrust regime under the Biden administration. So I think we should see more M&A activity. And as I alluded to above, I think we could see a more favorable reimbursement environment for the health insurance sector. And we might see initial evidence of as early as February or possibly later in the spring when some key rate proposals for the 2026 year are proposed by the administration.
So with respect to sector positioning, Eric, as we head into year end, what subsectors do you currently find to be most attractive?
Yeah, we rate the medical devices and life sciences tools sectors as attractive, mainly because of their superior end market growth and superior visibility around that growth. And they're generally, and I think will again be less exposed to policy risk than other parts of healthcare. Specifically, we rate biopharma and managed care neutral due to various growth concerns surrounding their end markets. And those are always the two more exposed subsectors to any policy disruption. Now, again, we note that the current uncertainty surrounding the incoming Trump administration's healthcare policy priorities has mostly weighed on the biopharma sector so far. And we think that dislocation should represent a near-term to medium-term opportunity for investors, certainly those with a 12-month or longer time horizon. I think should find this an attractive opportunity to pick through some of the beaten up names in the biopharma space. And then the life sciences tool space, which we do rate as attractive, has also been negatively impacted by some of the same policy uncertainty. We recommend investors focus in part on that that piece of the healthcare sector as well.
Well, Eric, thank you again for dropping by Top of the Morning today to share with our listeners, our clients, your current thoughts on the group as well as expectations for the healthcare sector in the year ahead. Look forward to continuing with our conversation into 2025. Thank you again, Eric.
All right. Thanks, Dan. It's been a pleasure as always.
Again, today we have been joined by Eric Potiker, healthcare analyst for the Americas with the UBS Chief Investment Office. I do want to point out to our listeners, our clients, all resources as it relates to the year ahead can now be located up on ubs.com/year ahead. From UBS Studios, I'm Dan Cassidy. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending. You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit ubs.com/CIO to view the latest research.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.